Hello. Hello again. My name is Akinshe Abiola, and you can call me Oak. Welcome to another episode of Call Me Oak. By the way, have you shopped at Oak Threads today? If you haven't, I mean, what are you waiting for? In Oak, threads never looked better. Yes, today is Friday, you know. I usually do this thing where I create a playlist and, you know, I gym or I vibe to it with my friends. But I don't think I want to do that because today is a sad day for me. I had a very, very big, you know, altercation with my dad. It wasn't physical, but I mean, when your mom is involved, when your jewel, your one and only is involved, man, it's, you know. So apparently, if you see me smoking from today, just know that, you know, I'm betraying my mom. Yeah, I have a topic that I want us to address today. I don't like the fact that a lot of African parents want to decide what their kids do in future. Yes, if you understand that, you know where the bulk money is coming from. It's not like we the youths don't want the bulk money, but are we comfortable doing that bulk money work? Are we happy doing it? I mean, I had a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday, and she studied medicine. Apparently, for the 6-7 years she was in school, she hated it. But she was like, I'm already here, and I can't fail. And basically, she went for it. Yeah, she came out successful, but she wants to go back now, you know, to be reading for, like, public health because she feels, okay, since I have a little knowledge in medicine and I don't want to practice medicine, you know, at least I could just, you know, do public health. Yeah, I mean, it's all good and fine, you know, you're looking out for us, but you don't take into consideration what's the youths, what we want, what we actually want to do. I have so many talents, but today I'm not making use of any of those talents because I'm actually doing what my parents, I actually did what my parents wanted me to do, which, frankly speaking, I'm not happy with because I had so many plans for myself. Till tomorrow, I still want to be a civil engineer, but I hate reading. And I feel like, you know, these 4 years I've spent in school doing industrial chemistry, you know, it's not a waste, but I mean, I'm not practicing. And even when you go for job interviews, they're looking for, like, engineers. Call me lazy, but I really don't like reading. And now I want to still go back to school because of my business. I want to read a business admin course, but I'm still reluctant to pick up a book. Today. I feel very down because apparently this argument was, you know, immediately I woke up, and I don't like it. Frankly speaking, I don't like altercations. Like, in general, I don't like altercations, whatsoever the case may be. I feel like there should be other ways, you know, people can settle these arguments or misunderstandings, you know, than shouting. And I'm guilty of always shouting, you know, because I feel like I'm not being heard. I feel a lot of us also shout because, especially in arguments, because we feel we're not being heard. And if any parent, you know, out there is listening to this, I believe that in as much as you're driving your point, you know, you should actually sit down and, you know, listen to your kids, because apparently we have so much to say. Yes, your generation, you guys treat us like we're in your generation. But you also have to understand that, you know, different time, different way of life, different way of thinking, different way of doing things. I was talking to one of my uncles who told me that, you know, some guys read engineering, but what he's doing is totally different from engineering, and it's making like a whole lot of money than even they that engineers. I mean, imagine you reading engineering and you're doing Facebook ads and you're making more than the engineer, or you read engineering and all you're doing is sewing clothes, like in my case, you know, a fashion designer, and you are making a whole lot of money. I mean, fill up. It's, don't get me wrong, girl. The education, what you guys drive us to go and do, you know, it's added advantage being that we have the certificate, but that 4 years, that 5 years, that 3 years, you know, that we wasted doing something you wanted, we could have used it, you know, to do what we want, better ourselves in our craft, and, you know, get a move on in our lives. Like, to God, I'm tired. I'm tired of stressing. I'm tired of thinking about what life would have been if I did a lot, like if I just basically rebelled and I had my way. Because I have so many ideas, but I feel put down. Let me put it that way. I feel like all my ideas are repressed because my parents want me to do this or that thing. I mean, I feel like your course has, you know, run. You guys are supposed to sit back and advise us on what we should do, not advise us and then force us to follow your advice. Man, I'm tired. I'm tired. Today is Friday. Pardon me for dampening the mood, but I guess I need to speak to somebody, and I feel like you guys are all I have. So, fuck it. Anyways, my name is Akinshe Abiola, and you can call me Oak. Literally, call me Oak.